Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios with us, Lucas Mosier, in with us this morning. He's representing Atlantic Rising. It's a group of young professionals that work on a lot of different projects through the year. He's president of that group. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah, you work on a lot of different projects throughout the year, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yep. We work on quite a few different things throughout the year. Our group is mostly 45 years and younger of age group for the young professionals of Atlantic. And it's not just like the professionals like lawyers, insurance people, or anything else like that. I don't consider myself a professional at that, but it's like anybody just trying to get more of the younger community involved with making Atlantic a better place and thrive for the younger generation, the younger community members.
And help networking, help leadership skills, help a lot of those different things. Be aware, more involved member of the community.
Yes, sir.
And help along those things. And folks who get involved young tend to stay involved, we hope, for a long, long time and do a lot of good things. Well, one of the projects I know you work on during the year is the Christmas Box Program. I know, Christmas, right? It's right around the corner. If you haven't looked at the calendar lately, it's time to get going. Talk about that program. How's that work?
So this is actually this is my most favorite one that we work on. Mm-hmm. What we do is we go around and we try to get donations for boxed suppers, pretty much. And Hy-Vee helps us out a ton with it. So in a box, you get ham, a bag of potatoes, bread, peanut butter, granola bars, a lot of different can of corn, beans, a lot of food just to have for a nice meal. And how we get the donations for that is we go out and we ask for donations, and somebody sent us a check the other day. I saw it yesterday. It was a very large sum, and we are very, very impressed. And because we're planning on having more than 120 boxes to deliver this year, and so the more money that we can make, or the more money that we can get in donations, the more the boxes we can provide for individuals or families that are going through a tough time. And so what we end up doing is on a Thursday night, we go to Hy-Vee and we start boxing up all the different foods and everything else like that. And then there's about, I'd say there's probably about 15 to 20 Atlantic Rising members get about 10 to 15 households, and you put them in the back of your truck, and then you go knock on a door and you say you've been nominated to receive this boxed supper for you. And you get anywhere from people like dumbfounded that they are getting it, and then you get people that are crying because they truly need it, and then you see little kids in the background just running for joy because they know that they're going to get a good meal that night or get a good meal later on for Christmas. And that right there is just seeing people being grateful that and tears crying. Yeah, that's where it's the most that's the best thing about the whole thing.
So a lot of these folks don't know ahead of time that you're showing up.
Correct. Yep.
Has the need grown this year? We hear so much with COVID-19 that so many more people in some instances have gotten into the food insecurity level and stuff. Are you seeing more need for a program like this?
So typically on a typical year, we have between 70 to 90 box or for these to deliver, and as of right now we're already at 20, and we really haven't asked many churches or other people to nominate people's names to give these box suppers to. So we're actually kind of thinking that we're going to be closer to that 120 to 130 range, and so we need to get raise a little bit more money this year because we don't know about the whole COVID thing, about where people are at on that. I don't think it's truly affected Southwest Iowa as much as it has other places, mm-hmm. but it has affected jobs that they could have been working in Council Bluffs, Omaha, or Des Moines, or wherever, and they could have lost a job or due to the COVID part of it.
So is it largely through churches that you get the nominations?
That's where the majority of our places, our names come from, is through churches. But if anybody knows of somebody that needs a box supper, they can get a hold of the Atlantic Area Chamber, get a hold of Kelsey down there. She's the one that's kind of in charge of getting everything going on this. And so that's where we're at on that.
Okay. How long do you have to be able to nominate? There's got to be a cutoff at some point.
Yeah, I think the cutoff date is December 1, because I think that we go out December 17th, I believe, that Thursday, 17th, 18th, something like that. So that way we can know how many hams we need to have Hy-Vee buy and loaves of bread and different things else like that, because it is a very large surplus of ham that they need to get for that night. So, yeah.
Do you have a target, a dollar target that you shoot for every year, or do you spend what you can with whatever you're able to raise?
Yeah. So, in previous years, our target was trying to get around $1,800, and so $1,800 to $2,000. And right now, we're hoping to get between $2,500 and $3,000, because we are expecting more people to come that need this service. So yeah, $2,000 to $3,000. We've been at two, but we're probably going to try to get up to 3,000 on donations. Sure. On it right now. So
each of these boxes, I'm just trying to do some simple math in my head, each of these boxes, you're looking at $150-$200 worth of items in each of these boxes.
Yeah, you're probably looking at around $100, because of Hy-Vee gives us such great deals on everything. They help us out a ton. So, but yeah.
Good. Well, it takes that to be able to make those things work. The price of food hasn't gone down.
No.
Even though the need may seem to go up here at times. Talk a little bit about the project as a whole. You talk about doing the fundraising now with people asking for donations. Are there other things that you do during the year to kind of help raise money toward this effort?
Not really towards this effort on the Christmas boxes. Uh-huh. We try to raise money to help donate through different things. So earlier this year, we raised money for these bracelet things that went to the teachers at the elementary schools and the Schuler, and it had like hand sanitizer before. Mm-hmm. And so there's just little things that we try to help out with, odds and ends things that we try to get donations for that. But our main sponsorship that we try to get for is this, and we just usually start that in November. Mm-hmm. So that way we just stick to one thing at a time, so that way we don't have a whole lot of money going in and out on different raisins. So
sure. Talk about Atlantic Rising. When did you join?
So Atlantic Rising used to be the Young Professionals of Atlantic, and gosh, that was probably 8 years ago when the JCs and the Atlantic Rising, or the Atlantic Young Professionals, started. And so I was one of the first people that was on the Young Professionals. And so, yeah, 8 years ago, 2012. And then we wanted to go a different route, because there's different, on the Young Professional side, there was an organization that you had to follow. You had to pay dues and everything else like that into state and whatnot. So we just started our own. So we did the Atlantic Rising probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that. So, when I came into the community, I wanted to get involved with the community right away. And so at that time, there was about five or six of us that are currently still on the Atlantic Rising group, started the whole Young Professionals type thing. So
sure. Still growing? Still need for members, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will take as many members as we possibly can. Try to grow every single year. And throughout the year, we do have like a lot of mix and mingles types things. I know earlier this year, after the whole COVID thing, we finally got to go to the miniature Putt-em-up and have a fun time down there. And we usually try to do an ugly sweater contest here towards Christmas time. And so we just like to try to do a lot of things to, like you say, network and get out in the community and help support the community as much as we possibly can.
Sure, you bet. And help to get folks and more involved in a lot of those types of things.
Yep.
Now, again, the important thing we're talking about right now, that Christmas box program, folks want to make donations, how would they do it?
Get a hold of Kelsey down at the Atlantic Area Chamber, or you can get a hold of me at Armor Insurance up there, and we will get everything directed in the right direction for you.
Individuals, groups, organizations, businesses, all welcome to donate.
All welcome to donate. Yep, you can be, yep, you can donate $5 or you can donate $500 or whatever works for you. Every little donation helps out in the end and helps make sure that people have a great meal for the Christmas time.
Yep, and all the money goes right to your neighbors.
Yes, sir.
So it's a good thing.
Yep.
Lucas, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with the program.
Appreciate it.